you single? Whether...
Hey.
Well,
don't ask me that question.
Okay, well, Lai Ming is certainly not. He's happily married, last when I heard. So...
I'm so mad.
She's throwing so much shade today. Jeez.
Yeah, well, I'm not attached to anybody. So why do we need to give up so much information?
Let's get into it.
Yeah, whether you just got out of a relationship... or have lived the single life for a prolonged period of time, being single has its disadvantages and advantages. No matter what you're feeling on your single status, one thing remains true. You are free. And if you are like most people, it means that you will one day find love again.
Oh.
So while you're on your journey, let's talk about the things you must do, take advantage of when you are a singleton.
Hmm. Oh, man, this reminds me of that song, I'm like a bird, I want to fly away. Because birds are free to fly. Anyways, what do you think, Lai Ming? I want to get your thoughts on this specifically because, you know, you were at one point a single man, and then those days are over.
Well, just to be fair, I have been single for longer than I've been married.
Ooh, Lai Ming.
Yeah, so Lai Ming, you know what it's like on both sides. So what are the things that maybe you wish you have done when you were single?
The thing I wish I've done at this moment, I've done it. Number one on the list is stay single for 3 months. I think I've
congratulations.
Stayed longer than that.
Yeah. Can I say something about this, please? About being single for a period of time. And it's like you cautiously choosing that you want to be on your own for a little bit. Because I know there are a lot of people out there that just go from relationship to relationship or just...
Yeah.
Being with someone.
What's wrong with those people?
So you're not alone. Yeah. And I know the thought of being alone, it scares people a lot. But when you're actually deciding to be on your own for a little bit, you can take that time to really reflect on what kind of person you are, what kind of person you want. And I think having a better mind of that is so much better than rushing into another relationship.
So magically said. Well said, Hyung. Yes. Take time to reflect on yourself. Number two we have here. Take a trip with your BFF, best friend. Forever, okay? Take a trip with them, and you won't have to make calls to your wife being like, hey, man, where are you? And you're just like, oh, I'm on my trip with my friend, and stop calling me. Hopefully that's not your relationship. Spend a weekend with a married couple. So, you know, Lai Ming was on one side of the fence at one point. He was a single man. Then he couldn't see the other side of the fence. He jumped over. And once you jump over, you can't jump back, or it's pretty hard sometimes.
Well, hopefully not.
So maybe when you go spend a weekend with a married couple, before you jump over that fence, you get to see what it's like on the other side, and maybe you'll start running from that fence, okay? You're like, no, single! I need to be single forever! Another one is travel. Guys, travel. You know, sometimes when you have a wife or a husband, things like babies show up and you're like, oh, I have a baby now, I can't travel. So, you know, when you're single, it's a good time to travel. You can do those things, right?
It's a great experience. I mean, there are comedies being made in the U.S. about a guy going to travel in the Europe and meet a lot of girls.
Yeah, there's also many. you're such a dude, Lai Ming.
What?
There's also lots of other movies about like women going on a spiritual journey, trying to
sisterhood of the traveling pants.
But it's like trying to find yourself. And
I wouldn't wear those pants.
Yeah, see, there is that major difference between the genders.
Oh, yeah.
And just also getting in shape, like what Ryan kind of mentioned before.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like getting yourself ready for the next best thing.
Oh, my God.
Putting on weight after you're married.
Hyung. We are not condoning that. Get healthy for you. But hey, no, on some level, it's nice to feel like you're looking good. God, nothing's better than that. That's like wearing the ultimate clothes, you know? Fashion, with or without, it depends on how you look under the fashion, right? And how you wear it. So getting in shape's important, but also, Hyung.
Yeah?
I don't think this is a singleton thing. Actually, I've had experiences with a lot of different people. I think couples, if they're willing to get in shape together and they're serious about it, can really motivate each other. Because sometimes, I'll be there and I'll be sitting down on the couch after work. And I'll be like, oh God, yeah, I'll go to the gym tomorrow, man. Yeah. I'm so tired. And maybe if I was married, my wife would come in and be like, get off the couch, you lazy bum. It's time to go to the gym. And I'd be like, fine, go. And then we'd march out to the gym. Sure, I'd be angry at her for like 10 minutes to 45 minutes. But then afterwards, I'll come home, and the next day I'll be like, wow, you know, I wouldn't have gone to the gym if it weren't for her.
Well, it sounds like you just married a personal trainer. But sure. It's great to meet new people. I think that being free is the best thing
so
of being single.
You want to get in shape, marry a personal trainer.
Well, that sounds
maybe.
Like saving money.
Well, marry me. I just arranged an event for a couple of friends to come in and play badminton for 2 hours over the weekend.
All right.
We enjoyed it.
Nice. Oh, great. Social life after being happily married? Yeah. Well, when you're single, you can certainly enjoy it. And don't rush into anything you're not sure about.